Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for being the God of second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, and numerous chances. We are blessed beyond measure to be children of the Most High God who loves us more than anything. We are blessed. Woo! Blessed in the city, blessed in the field. Blessed as we come in, blessed as we go out, we are blessed because we are sons and daughters of the Most High God who loves us more than we can ever imagine, more than we could ever think. And all I can say is thank you, God. Thank you for this beautiful day. It's chilly, yes. It's even cold in some places. Yes, it's rainy in some places. Yes. It may even be snowing in other places, but it's still a beautiful day because God gave it to us, and he didn't have to do it. He gave us a do-over, and he didn't have to give it. We are blessed beyond measure because God did it, and he did it because he loves us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful day. And the word that God gave me early this morning was this. You know, this is Old Testament Sunday in Jeremiah. And we'll be in Jeremiah chapter 15, verse 1 to chapter 20, verse 18. And the question is, and no, actually the statement is, I am called by your name. Are you called by the name of the Lord today? Like Jeremiah was, I am called by your name. And the word that God gave me this morning was keep trusting God. Even when you're going through, he will never leave or forsake you. Just stand on his word today and always. Are you standing on the word of God today to be strong and courageous, to be faithful, to not have that doubt and time of spirit? I got to see it. I got to feel it. I got to put my hand through the hole in his hands. I got to see, touch his side. We can't have doubt and time of spirit. We got to have a spirit of faith, being able to believe what we cannot see, touch, or feel, but just knowing that he is there and he is always with us. Even in our mess, he is with us. Even in our best, he is with us. Even in our good, he's with us. Even in our bad and our downright ugly, he is with us. And how I know is because his word told me so. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning, believing and trusting in your word, Lord God. As we stand on your word, Lord, we ask you, as the psalmist said in Psalms 19 and 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, my strength and my redeemer. And I pray this prayer, Lord God, believing and trusting that all things are working for good, even when we're going through, God. You said you will not leave us. And I'm believing that. I'm trusting in that. And I'm asking you, Lord, to continue lifting up Sister Girlie and Mother Rita, Mother Bowie, and Mother Valerie, and all the mothers that listen in on this blog, and all the saints of God that listen in on this blog. Lord God, we are doing this. I do this not for self, but I do it because this is my assignment that you have given me to read your word from Genesis to Revelation in 1 year, Lord God. And we are moving forward in your word as instructed. Father God, we ask for clarity and understanding. And Lord, again, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my humble heart be acceptable in your holy and divine sight. For Lord God, I cannot do this without you. For you are my strength, God of God. And you are my redeemer. As the song says, that the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am redeemed by your grace and by the blood of Jesus. And it's in his name again I pray. Amen. Thank you, God, for all of you this morning. And thanking him that he has given us each a new day. Hallelujah. For this truly is, again, the day that the Lord has made, and we're going to rejoice in it. I'm grateful, I'm thankful, and I'm blessed to feel better, to be with you this morning. Many know who have listened this week. I have been pretty sick. That doggone cold got me. I didn't know a cold could be so awful. Couldn't breathe, couldn't hardly talk. Cough. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of coughing. And I'm still sick and tired of being sick and tired of coughing. And I thank God for his grace that he gave me another day. Hallelujah. So let's get started in our beautiful, wonderful word this morning. Our title is coming out of Jeremiah chapter 15. And I tell you, this prophet, you know, I've been doing some study on him. You know, we always want to call him the weeping prophet, Jeremiah. You know, you hear pastors go and they tear it up. Oh, Jeremiah, the weeping prophet, and he weeped and he moaned, and, you know. But when you realize, Jeremiah felt what he had to prophesy. He didn't get to prophesy of the coming Messiah like Isaiah. He had to prophesy your captivity. He had to prophesy over three kings, all with different personalities, all with different names, all in the same family, but wrong attitude. He prophesied under Josiah the baby. They were both young. Josiah 8 years old when he became king. And then we had Jehoiakim. Hot mess. Hot mess. We've read about them in the Kings. We read about them in the Chronicles. Hot mess. It's a mess. And unfortunately, Josiah, he got old. Went the wrong way. Young, reading the law, excited. Whew, and doing the thing. and then lost his life. The whole team was just a mess from day one. And then we get Zedekiah, another hot mess. You know, Judah got worse and worse. Started the hot mess, ended hot mess. Zedekiah, the last king before captivity. And if I'm not mistaken, I believe it was Zedekiah that lost his eyes under Babylon. I think we just read that not too long ago. Bottom line is, all of these folks, opportunity after opportunity after opportunity to do good, to do what was right in the sight of the Lord, and did not, would not. And God asked, all he wanted was for us to be good. All he wanted was for Israel to do what was right. And they didn't. And didn't want to. One trying to. All kind of crazy going on. And all you could do was pray. You know, Solomon did his best, but got caught up with the wise. And we all know we're not perfect. We get caught up to find ourselves in situations that we would never think we would be in. Because we'd always been blessed. We've always had. We've never, you know, been a not have. You know, and if we go over to 2 Chronicles chapter 34, we read about Josiah, 8 years old, when he became king, reigned for 31 years. And he did what was right in the sight of the Lord and walked in the ways of his father David. He did not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Josiah did what he needed to do. He kept his kingdom going. Did what he was supposed to do. And all we can say is, wow, God, look at you. Wonderful. And then as we go into verse 30, chapter 36 of 2 Chronicles, you know, just to kind of give an overview of what Jeremiah was going through. Because understand, he was prophet at this time. And then it says, then the people of the land took Jehoash, the son of Josiah, and made him king in his father's place. In Jerusalem, Jehoash was 23 years old when he became king, and he reigned 3 months in Jerusalem. 3 months, y'all. Now the king of Egypt disposed him in Jerusalem, and he imposed on the land a tribute of 100 talents of silver and a talent of gold. Then the king of Egypt made Joash's brother Eliakim king over Judah and Jerusalem and changed his name to Joachim. Now understand, Eliakim became Joachim because that was what the Egyptians gave him. And Necho took Joash's brother and carried him off to Egypt. Joachim was 25 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord and his God. Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, came up against him and bound him in bronze feathers, carrying him off to Babylon. Nebuchadnezzar also carried off some of the articles from the house of the Lord to Babylon and put them in his temple at Babylon. Now remember, back in the time of Hezekiah, he brought the Babylon because he had been sick and he was so happy to know he was going to live for another 15 years that he just showed the Babylonians everything. Yeah, yeah, let me show you this. Let me show you that. This is what I got here. This is what my great-great-grandfather saw him and da-da-da-da showed all his stuff. Everything. didn't inquire of the Lord, not understanding. This was a spy mission. A spy mission. They didn't strike for 15 years. Didn't strike until after Hezekiah died. And his sons had to deal with the fallout. And then says Jehoiakim, and let's keep going here, because he's doing the background of what Jeremiah was having to prophesy to him. And he says, Nebuchadnezzar carried them off. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoiakim, the abominations which he did and what was found against him, indeed they are written in the book of the kings of Israel and Judah. Then Jehoiachin, his son, reigned in his place. Jehoiachin was 8 years old when he became king. So just like his grandfather Josiah, he's now Jehoiachin, 8 years old. When he became king, he reigned in Jerusalem 3 months and 10 days. 8 year old. And he did evil in the sight of the Lord. At the turn of the year, Nebuchadnezzar summoned him and took him to Babylon with the costly articles from the house of the Lord and made Zedekiah, Jehoiakim's brother, king over Judah and Jerusalem. Zedekiah was 21 years old when he became king, and he reigned 11 years in Jerusalem. He did evil in the sight of the Lord, his God, and did not humble himself before Jeremiah, the prophet, who spoke from the mouth of the Lord. And he also rebelled against King Nebuchadnezzar, who had made him swear an oath by God, but he stiffened his neck and hardened his heart against the turning to the Lord, God of Israel. Moreover, all the leaders of the priests and the people transgressed more and more according to all the abominations of the nations and defiled the house of God, which he had consecrated in Jerusalem. And the Lord God of their fathers sent warning to them by his messenger, rising up early and sending them because he had compassion on his people. Now understand, God, he doesn't play. We dealt with the chronicles of these kings. And understand, Jeremiah was there through Josiah, 8 years old. And this is what it says. If we go back up to chapter 35 of Second Chronicles, verse 25, and it says this, Jeremiah also lamented for Josiah, and to this day, all the singing men and the singing women speak of Josiah in their lamentations. Because it says this in verse 23, hold on, let's go up a little farther. And it says, all this when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight against Jerusalem by the Euphrates, and Josiah went out against them. You know, he had to repent. And it goes on to tell us that Josiah kept it, the Passover. And he did what he was supposed to do. And but it says then Josiah gave the lay people rams and did what he's supposed to. You know, repentance is awesome. And it's because your heart was tender and you humbled yourself before God when you heard of his word against this place and against inhabitants, and you humbled yourself before me. And you tore your clothes and wept before me. I also have heard you, says the Lord. Surely I will gather you to your fathers, and you shall be gathered. Shall not see the calamity which I will bring on this place and its inhabitants. So they brought back word to the king. Then the king sent and gathered all the elders of Judah and Jerusalem. The king went up to the house of the Lord, and with the men of Judah and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, the priests and the Levites and all the people, great and small. And he read in the hearing all the words of the book of the covenant, which had been found in the house of the Lord. Then the king stood in his place and made a covenant before the Lord to follow the Lord and to keep his commandments and his testimonies, his statutes, with all his heart and all his soul. so his children knew who God was. His children knew God. But they chose to go in a different direction. And it tells us, for all the service of the Lord was prepared the same day to keep the Passover and to offer burnt offerings on the altar of the Lord according to the commandment of King Josiah. And the children of Israel who were present kept the Passover at that time and the feast. And it goes on to tell us, Josiah kept with the priests and the Levites, all Jews of Israel were present and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. In the 18th year of the reign of Josiah, his Passover was kept. After all this, when Josiah had prepared the temple, Necho, king of Egypt, came up to fight. He disguised himself so that he might fight with them, and he did not heed the word of Necho from the mouth of God. So he came to fight in the valley of Megiddo. And the archer, the king of the king, shot Josiah, and the king said to his servant, "Take me away, for I am severely wounded." His servants therefore took him out of the chariot and put him in the second chariot that he had, and they brought him to Jerusalem. So he died and was buried in one of the temples of the fathers in all Judah and Jerusalem on Josiah. Jeremiah also lamented for Josiah, "For this day all the singing men and the singing women speak of Josiah in their lamentations." Now the rest of the acts of Josiah are in his goodness according to what was written in the law to the Lord, and his deeds to the first and to the last. Indeed, they are written in the book of the kings of Israel. Josiah became it. Josiah brought everything back in order, and Jeremiah was with him. And we already know what happened to his son. Evil upon evil. And they knew better. Our children can know better, but they don't always do better. So we got to pray for the next generation. Let's get into this word this morning, because we do have a lot of words. Excuse me, y'all, but I had to give a backdrop on what we are dealing with in Jeremiah and why Jeremiah wept, why he felt everything. He went from this 8-year-old, because he was young himself, dealing with all of the stuff that he had to deal with. And it goes on to say, "And then the Lord said to me, even if Moses and Samuel stood before me, my mind would not be favorable toward this people. Cast them out of my sight and let them go forth. And it shall be that they say to you, 'Where should we go?' Then you shall tell them, 'Thus says the Lord, such as are for them to that, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four forms of destruction, says the Lord. The sword to slay, the dogs to drag, the birds of the heavens, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. I will hand them over to trouble to all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh, the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for what he did in Jerusalem." Come on now. Just sin upon sin happening. Because Manasseh was a hot mess too. And evil to boot. Come on now. May God sent your father. "For who will have pity on you, O Jerusalem? Or who will be mourning you? Or who will turn aside to ask how you are doing? You have forsaken me, says the Lord. You have gone backwards. Therefore, I will stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary of remaining, and I will renown them with a renowning hand in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they do not return from their ways. Their widows will be increased to me more than the sand of the sea. I will bring against them, against the mother of the young men, a plunderer at noonday. I will cause anguish and terror to fall on them suddenly. She languishes who has borne seven. She has breathed her last. Her son has gone down while it was yet day. She has been ashamed and confounded, and the remnant of them I will deliver to the sword before their enemies, says the Lord. Woe to me, my mother, that you have borne me, a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I am neither lent for injured, nor have men lented me for injured. Every man of them curses me. Every one of them curses me. Jeremiah's like, they all talking about me. They all calling me every kind of thing. Why? Because he was telling the truth. And he was saying what the Lord said. He wasn't proper lying. He was proper truthing. It says, surely it will be well with your remnant. Surely I will cause the enemy to intercede with you in the time of adversity and in the time of affliction. Can anyone break iron, the northern iron and the bronze? Your wealth and your treasures I will give as plunder without price because of all your sins throughout your territories, and I will make you cross over with your enemies into a land which you do not know. For a fire kindled in my anger, it shall burn upon you. Oh, Lord, you know, remember me and visit me and take vengeance for me on my persecutors. In your enduring patience, do not take me away. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found and I ate them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart. For I am called by your name. That's our title for this morning. Jeremiah, like many of us, have been called by his name to tell the truth. O Lord God of hosts, I did not sit in the assembly of the mockers, nor did I rejoice. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wounds incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you surely be to me like an unreliable stream, as water that falls, that fails? Therefore, thus says the Lord, if you return, then I will bring you back. He's talking to Israel. You shall stand before me. If you take out the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return to you, but you must not return to them, and I will make you to this people a fortified bronze wall, and they will fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you. For I am with you to save you and deliver you, says the Lord. I will deliver you from the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you from the grip of the terrible. He told Jeremiah, I got you. I got you. They can do whatever they want, but I got you. God's like, I got you, Jeremiah. Don't you dare worry. I got you. Chapter 16. The word of the Lord also came to me, saying, you shall not take a wife, nor shall you have sons or daughters in this place. But that says the Lord concerning the sons and daughters who are born in this place, and concerning their mothers who bore them, and their fathers who begot them in this land. They shall die gruesome death. They shall not be lamented, nor shall they be buried. But they shall be like refuge on the face of the earth. They shall be consumed by the sword and by famine. They shall be meat for the birds of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. But thus says the Lord, do not enter the house of mourning, nor go to lament or bemoan them, for I have taken away my peace from this people. Says the Lord, loving kindness and mercy, both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, cut themselves or make themselves bald for them. Nor shall men break bread in mourning for them to comfort them for the dead. Nor shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or their mother. Also, you shall not go into the house of feasting to sit with them to eat and drink. But thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease from this place before your eyes and in your name, the voice of mercy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall be when you show this people all these words, they say to you, why has the Lord pronounced all this great disaster against us? Or what is our iniquity? Or what is our sin that we have committed against the Lord our God? Then you shall say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says the Lord, they have walked after other gods and have served them and worshipped them and forsaken me and have kept my and have not kept my law. And you have done worse than your fathers. But behold, each one follows the dictates of his own evil heart, so that no one listens to me. Therefore, I will cast you out of this land into a land that you do not know, neither you nor your fathers, and there you shall serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favor. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that it shall no more be said, the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of Egypt. But the Lord lives, who brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north and from all the lands where he had driven them. For I will bring them back into their land, which I gave to their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishermen, says the Lord, and they shall fish them. And afterwards I will send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and every hill, and out of the holes of the rock. For my eyes are on all their ways. They are not hidden from my face, nor is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. And first I will repay double for their iniquity and their sin, because they have defiled my land. They have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of the detestable and abominable idols. O Lord, my strength and my fortress. Whew. My refuge in the day of affliction. The Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, worthlessness, and unprofitable things. Will a man make gods for himself, which are not gods? Therefore, behold, I will, this one, cause them to know. I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is the Lord. Don't play with God. We'll go back to life lessons as time permits, but this morning it's about the word. Whew, Jeremiah chapter 17, starting at verse 1. And we will be going, God permitting, to chapter 20, verse 18 of Jeremiah. And let's keep this word going. Like I said, the prophet is speaking this morning. Thus says the Lord. Again, he knows who he is. Woo, hallelujah. Do you know who you are? But he said, I am called by your name. Are you called by the name of the Lord today? Are you willing to speak the truth to power? Are you going to be a follower? We got to move forward, and we move forward with God. And it goes on to say, the sin of Judah is written with a pen of iron. With a point of a diamond, it is engraved on the tablet of their heart and on the horns of their altars, while their children remember the altars and their wooden images by the green trees on the high hills. Oh, my mountain in the field, I will give as plunder your wealth, all your treasures, and your high places of sin within all your borders. And you even yourself shall let go of your heritage which I gave you. And I will cause you to serve your enemies in the land which you do not know. For you have kindled a fire in my anger, which shall burn forever. Thus says the Lord. Cursed is the man who trusts in man and makes flesh his strength. You better hear it. Those whose heart departs from the Lord. For he shall be like a shrub in the desert and shall not see when good comes, but shall inherit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land which is not inhabited. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Are you trusting God today? Are you listening to lies and trusting after men of wicked hearts and wicked intentions? God is speaking to us today through the prophet. And the prophet says, and those and whose hope is the Lord, for he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when the heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. The heart is deceitful above all things, and desperately wicked. Who can know it? I, the Lord, search the heart. I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruit of his doings. As a partridge that broods but does not hatch, so is he who gives the rich but not by right. It will leave him in the midst of his days, and at his end he will be a fool. A glorious high throne from the beginning is the place of our sanctuary. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be ashamed. Those who depart from me shall be written in the earth, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living water. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. I'm believing God for complete and total healing. As I speak of healing, I cough, but I understand that I am healed by the blood of Jesus. By those 39 stripes, I'm healed, and I'm believing it. I am calling who I am. I am a child of God, and I am healed completely by the blood of Jesus. That one day, hallelujah, there won't be a call. I know who I belong to. Hallelujah. Do you know who you belong to this morning? As Jeremiah is preaching this morning, heal me. I pray this. Oh, Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. For you are my praise. And all I can do is lift my hands, believing and knowing who my daddy is. Hallelujah. Are you healed today? Are you made whole today? I'm not trying to preach, but when God gives a word, you just got to speak it. Hallelujah. Keep that in your arsenal. Heal me. Pray it. If you are ill, if you are sick, if you are shut in, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Believe it and know it. Save me, and I shall be saved. But you are my praise. Indeed, they say to me, where is the word of the Lord? Let it come now. As for me, I have hurried away from being shepherd who follows you, nor have I desired. He said, I am not hurried away from being the shepherd who follows you, nor have I desired the woeful days. You know what came out of my lips. It was right there before you. Do not be a terror to me. You are my hope in the day of doom. Let them be ashamed who persecute me. But do not let me be put to shame. Let them be dismayed. But do not let me be dismayed. Bring on them the day of doom and destroy them with double destruction. Thus the Lord said to me, go and stand in the gate of the children of the people, by which the kings of Judah come in and by which they go out, and in all the gates of Jerusalem, and say to them, hear the word of the Lord, you kings of Judah, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, who enter by these gates. Thus says the Lord, take heed to yourselves and bear no burden on the Sabbath day, nor bring it in by the gate of Jerusalem, nor carry a burden out of your houses on the Sabbath day, nor do any work, but hallow the Sabbath day as I commanded your fathers. But they did not obey, nor incline their ear, but made their neck stiff, that they might not hear, nor receive instruction. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work. Whew. Follow this. We don't follow the word of God. And I'll read it one more time. And it shall be, if you heed me carefully, says the Lord, to bring no burden through the gates of this city on the Sabbath day, but hallow the Sabbath day, to do no work in it, then shall enter the gates of this city. Kings and princes sitting on the throne of David, riding in chariots on the horses, they and the princes, accompanied by the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. And this city shall remain forever. And they shall come from the cities of Judah and from the places around Jerusalem, from the land of Benjamin and from the lowlands, from the mountains and from the south, bringing burnt offerings and sacrifices, grain offerings and incense, bringing sacrifices of praise to the house of the Lord. But if you will not heed me to hallow the Sabbath day, such as not carrying a burden when entering the gates of Jerusalem on the Sabbath day, then I will kindle a fire in its gates, and it shall devour the houses of Jerusalem, and it shall not be quenched. This word in chapter 18, the word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and there he was making something at the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again into another vessel, and it seemed good to the potter to make. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, oh, house of Israel, can I not do with you as this potter? Says the Lord, look as the clay is in the potter's hand. So are you in my hand, oh, house of Israel. The instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to pluck up, to pull down, and to destroy it, if the nation against whom I have spoken turns from its evil, I will relent of the disaster that I thought to bring upon it. And the instant I speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom, to build and to plant it, if it does evil in my sight, so that it does not obey my voice, and I will relent concerning the good which I said I would benefit it. Now therefore speak to the men of Judah and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, saying, thus says the Lord, behold, I am fashioning a disaster and devising a plan against you. Return now, everyone, from his evil way, to make your way and your doing good. And they said, that it is hopeless. So we will walk according to our own plan, and we will ever one obey and dictate of a true heart. And he said, therefore, thus says the Lord, ask now among the Gentiles, who has heard such things? The virgin of Israel has done a very horrible thing. Will a man leave the snow water of Lebanon, which comes from the rock of the field? Will the cold flowing water be forsaken for strange water? Because my people have forgotten me. They have burned incense to worthless idols, and they have caused themselves to stumble in their ways from the ancient past, to walk in pathways and not on a highway, to make their land desolate and a perpetual history. Everyone who passes by will be astonished and shake his head. I will scatter them as with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Then they said, come and let us devise plans against Jeremiah. Here they go, after Jeremiah. But the law shall not perish from the priest, nor counsel from the wise, nor the word from the prophet. Come and let us attack him with the tongue, and let us not give heed to any of his words. Touch not my anointed, and do my prophet no harm. And that was what God said. Give heed to me, O Lord, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Shall evil be repaid for good? For they have dug a pit for my life. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, to turn away your wrath from them. Therefore deliver up their children to the famine and pour out their blood. But the force of the sword, let their wives become widows and bereave of their children. Let their men be put to death, their young men be slain by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses when you bring a troop suddenly upon them. For they have dug a pit to take me and hidden snares for my feet. Yet, Lord, you know all their counsel, which is against me to slay me. Provide no atonement for their iniquity. Now blot out their sin from your sight. But let them be overthrown before you. Deal thus with them in the time of your anger. Jeremiah's like, okay, I've been in here trying to intercede for y'all, and y'all gonna try to turn around and hurt me? Well, you know what, Lord? Do what you gonna do. Because they don't want to listen. They trying to do me in. Okay. Then do what you gonna do, God. Jeremiah got sick and tired of being sick and tired of the prophetic liars and those that would want to do him harm because they knew he was telling them the truth and they didn't want to hear it. Chapter 19 of Jeremiah. Woo! What a word this morning. And it says this, thus says the Lord, go and get a pot of earthen flask and take some of the elders of the people and some of the elders of the priests and go out to the valley of the son of Hinnom, which is by the entrance to the potsherd gate, and proclaim there the word that I will tell you and say, hear the word of the Lord, O King of Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring such a catastrophe on this place that whoever hears of it, his ears will tingle, because they have forsaken me and made this an alien place, because they have burned incense in it to other gods whom neither they nor their fathers nor the kings of Judah have known, and have filled this place with the blood of the innocent. They have also built the high places of Baal to burn their sons and fire to burnt offerings to Baal, which I did not command or speak, nor did it come into my mind. Therefore, behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, that this place shall no more be called on the valley of the son of Hinnom, but the valley of slaughter. And I will make void the council of Judah and Jerusalem in this place. And I will cause them to fall by the sword before their enemies and by the hands of those who seek their lives. Their corpses I will give as meat for the birds of the heavens and of the beasts of the earth. I will make the city desolate and a hissy. Everyone who passes by will be astonished. It is because of all its ways. And I will cause them to eat the flesh of their sons and the flesh of their daughters. And everyone shall eat the flesh of his friend in the siege and in the desperation with their enemies, and those who seek their lives shall drive them to despair. And you shall break the flask in the sight of the men who go with you, and say to them, thus says the Lord of hosts, even so I will break this people
in this city as one breaks a potter's vessel, which cannot be made whole again. And they shall bury them in Tophet, for there is no place to bury. Thus I will do to this place as the Lord and its inhabitants, and make this city Tophet, and the houses of Jerusalem, and the houses of the kings of Judah shall be defiled like that place of Tophet, because of all the houses of whose roof they have burned incense to all the hosts of heaven and poured out drink offerings to other gods. Then Jeremiah came from Tophet, where the Lord had sent him to prophesy, and he stood in the court of the Lord's house and said to all the people, thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on this city and on all her towns all the doom that I have pronounced against it, because they have stiffened their neck, that they might not hear my words. Now, Pashur, the son of Imnah, the priest who was also chief governor in the house of the Lord, heard that Jeremiah prophesied these things. Then Pashur struck Jeremiah, the prophet, and put him in the stocks that were in the high gate of Benjamin, which was by the house of the Lord. And it happened on the next day that Pashur brought Jeremiah out of the stocks. Then Jeremiah said to him, the Lord has not called your name Pashur, but Magor Mishabed. For thus says the Lord, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall see it. I will give all Judah into the hand of the king of Babylon, and he shall carry them captive to Babylon and slay them with the sword. Moreover, I will deliver all the wealth of this city, all its produce, all its precious things, all the treasures of the kings of Judah. I will give into the hand of their enemies, who will plunder them, seize them, and carry them to Babylon. And you, Pashur, and all who dwell in your house shall go into captivity. You shall go to Babylon, and there you shall die, and be buried there, and you and all your friends to whom you have prophesied lies. O Lord, you induced, I was persuaded. Whew, come on, Jeremiah, you better preach. You are stronger than I. You are stronger than I and have prevailed. I am in derision daily. Everyone mocks me. For whom I spoke, I cried out. I shouted violent and plundered, because the word of the Lord was made to me a reproach and a derision daily. Then I said, I will not make mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back, and I could not, but I heard many mocking. See, on every side report, they said, and we were reported. All my acquaintances watched, but my stumbling said, perhaps he can be induced, and we will prevail against them, and we will take revenge on him. But the Lord is with me as a mighty, awesome one. So remember, he was called. He was called. And he tells them, therefore my persecutors will stumble and will not prevail. They will be greatly ashamed, for they will not prosper. Their everlasting confusion will never be forgotten. But, O Lord of hosts, you who test the righteous and see the mind and heart, let me see your vengeance on them. For I have pleaded my cause before you. Sing to the Lord. Praise the Lord. For he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day now be blessed in which my mother bore me. Let the man be cursed who brought news to my father, saying, a male child has been born to you. Make him very glad, and let that man be like the city which the Lord overthrew and did not relent. Let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noon, because he did not kill me from the womb, that my mother might have been my grave and a womb always enlarged with me. Why did I come forth from the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? And the prophet has spoken today. The question is, are you willing to live? Are you trying to hear what thus said the Lord God, who brought us out of the land of bondage? We are his people, and he is our God. Praise the Lord this morning, saints. Praise the Lord this morning, saints. And just a word from Jeremiah this morning. The word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Lord God. God invites us to spend daily time with him in his word, and not just because it provides us with spiritual bread, but because as a reflection of him, it gives us joy. Does it give you joy to spend time with us every morning in the word? Spend time with God and watch God work in your life. I am thankful this morning that God gave us this word on this Jeremiah Old Testament Sunday. We will not be in Jeremiah on tomorrow, because God gave me tomorrow's word in Jeremiah today. We might go back to Jeremiah chapter 14 and read some of that on tomorrow to get some Jeremiah words. But we will be starting in our Psalms on tomorrow. And it'll be Psalms 119. We'll start tomorrow. And as you know, starting in Psalm 119, verse 1, we start an alphabet. And we will go all the way to the end of 119, which is one of the longest chapters in the Bible. So I'm excited about it. And I pray that you all will continue join us as we move forward in God's word. Before we get out of here, I continue need you to pray for our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, as we move forward, and also for the mothers of our house, Mother Rhea, Mother Bowie, as well as Mother Valerie, as they have lost a loved one in their family. Please keep them prayed up. Let your arms of prayer surround them with your love. So Mother Rita, we just want you to know we love you and we mourn for you, for we know that God is with you. We love you, Mother Rita, and we are praying for you. Father God in heaven, we thank you again for this day. We thank you for your word this morning. And Lord, as we depart from each other, we pray every day. And I pray to you, Father, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're asking one from each other in Jesus' name. I pray to the Father for you and yours. Be blessed, my brothers and sisters, knowing that you are covered by the blood of the Lamb. Have a blessed day, and again, God is in charge of everything. Keep trusting in him and watch him work in your life. Have a blessed day, family. It is that as we go forward into our services tonight, just remember to keep this day holy and keep God first in everything that you do and watch him work in your life. It is a wrap, family. Again, may the Lord watch between me and thee while we're asking one from each other. In Jesus' name, again, I pray over you and yours. Be blessed. Enjoy your day. Find a Bible believing Bible teaching church and watch God work in your life. Have a great day. It's a wrap.